WTAW News Time, 6 minutes after 7. The temperature is 73. Details of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. I'm Bill Oliver. Congressman Bill Flores received applause multiple times during last night's town hall meeting at Rudder High School.
Mary Ann said, in what way do you plan to introduce impeachment procedures for our president, Barack Obama?
The audience became the most vocal when Flores tried to explain why it was futile to try to impeach the president.
You have to be careful. You want to divide the country on something like that. Do you want to further divide the country? So, if you try and fail, are you willing to put Nancy Pelosi back in the seat? I'm not.
Flores answered more than 40 questions, most dealing with Obamacare, immigration, and Syria. A recording, along with the slideshow presentation, is online at WTAW.com. The Aggie Expressway is another step closer to reality. A&M System Chancellor John Sharp announced the Transportation Commission's given the green light to the toll road from Navasota to the Highway 249 extension towards Intercontinental Airport.
It'll be a huge asset to all of Brazos County, and particularly Texas A&M and folks that are moving from Houston. We'll be able to say to visiting people and our prospective professors and others that we'll be about an hour from Houston Intercontinental Airport as opposed to what we have right now.
Responding to landowners in Grimes County along the route who are opposed, Sharp says it's the best thing for A&M.
Everybody has their right to be opposed to it. I mean, I don't blame someone that has a farm or a ranch that they may be losing some land to, but, you know, that happened with I-45. It happened with Highway 6.
Sharp says when he talked with toll road officials earlier this year, they expect the project to be completed in 5 years. Before watching the Aggies beat the hell out of Sam Houston, the A&M System Regents hold a special meeting tomorrow morning. It is estimated to take 15 minutes, Regents, to consider two building projects on the flagship campus. One involves the development of new student housing, the other a new research and laboratory complex. No details of either proposal have been released. A&M expects thousands to attend tonight's memorial service for Reveille 7. The program starts at 7:30 at Reed Arena. There's free parking after 5 in selected lots around the arena. The 12-year-old American Collie, who died May 30th at the age of 12, retired in 2008 after serving 7 years. Tonight's program features a video tribute and a performance by the singing cadets. Among those in attendance, the current First Lady of Aggieland, Reveille 8. An A&M student from Georgetown has been arrested for sexual assault. 19-year-old Shane Jasek remains jailed following his arrest last night. University police contacted last Sunday by a local hospital. That led to interviewing the victim, who reported she was sexually assaulted in her residence hall earlier in the day by a known acquaintance. A blind woman's been convicted by a federal court jury in Houston in a case of health care fraud. 42-year-old Yolanda Nolan was found guilty of receiving $750,000 in fraudulent Medicare and Medicaid claims from two companies called Yellowbone that sold durable medical equipment. Trial evidence also showed that Nolan paid kickbacks to a large number of recruiters in return for the referral beneficiaries. A co-defendant, 50-year-old Carla Parnell, testified against Nolan. Parnell had pleaded guilty earlier this year to working for Nolan while still receiving Social Security disability benefits. Nolan's scheduled to be sentenced in December. The maximum punishment, 65 years and a fine of $250,000. Bryan Police has announced arrest warrants have been issued for two men from a carjacking and bank robbery 5 weeks ago. Photos online at WTAW.com. Accused of taking part of the July 30th armed robbery of the Commerce National Bank on East 29th, 42-year-old Brian Champion of Houston. Accused of both the armed robbery and a carjacking on Oaklawn before the holdup is 27-year-old Eric Portis Jr. of Calvert. He's the one that eluded law enforcement in Hearn and Calvert earlier this week. Both men are believed to be in the Houston area. It's the first time a person in charge of a fishing tournament in Texas has been arrested by the Parks and Wildlife Department. A former Bryan College Station man is accused of stealing prize money from a bass tournament last year on Lake Sam Rayburn. 44-year-old Michael Shane McLeod was being held in the Jasper County Jail without bond. Game wardens in Texas arrested McLeod with assistance from authorities in Florida. The criminal investigation began after cash prizes were not paid from the 2012 Big Bass Mania tournament. In southeast of Houston in League City, police say a 6-month-old girl is dead after spending the day in the backseat of her father's hot car. Father had taken his older children to school, returned home to get his work vehicle, and forgot the child in his personal vehicle. WTAW News Time, 11 after 7. Temperature is 73. More news at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
This is Jeff Mersky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, I have trouble understanding why people want to shop for insurance like it is a product you pick off of a shelf. Insurance is not a cookie-cutter product that one size or flavor fits all. Coverage should be designed and tailored to each individual's needs and circumstances. Buying insurance is a very serious matter because it protects what you have worked hard for. It has been our experience at W.E. Gibson that we can meet or beat most of the quotes that you can get online, and we offer the added value of being able to talk to a real person who has the experience to guide you through the complicated maze of insurance coverages and terms. And besides, we are right here in College Station at Longmire and Deacon. Who knows where those other guys are? Give me a call today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
SOS Ministries invites you to their 12th annual banquet, He Wants Them All, October 1st from 6:30 to 8 p.m.
God, if just one comes out, one just like me comes out, I dedicate my life this day. And he whispered back in my ear, and he said, JJ, I don't just want one, I want them all.
SOS Ministries, celebrating 20 years, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media. Go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
7:14, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill, bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are the numbers.
We'll change the forecast as we head through the next couple of days. We have a broad high-pressure system stretching from Texas across the Gulf of Mexico. Continues to be relatively quiet in the tropics. Partial sun for today with highs between 90 and 95. Tonight, I think we're going to have a tendency to be partly cloudy, 75. Sun and clouds tomorrow, maybe a stray thunderstorm, highs near 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, sun and clouds, 90 to 95 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. We'll get you caught up with the high school football report. Also, the Aggies are gearing up for Sam Houston State. And Major League Baseball, NFL, started yesterday as well. All that and more coming up with sports at about 7:52.
And we're less than 30 minutes away from the Sam Houston State fight song. So there. Reason enough to hang around.
And by the way, I failed to mention this last half hour. I think we were talking more about the congressman's town hall meeting. A gentleman said thanks for what is done here on this radio station, particularly Glenn Beck. Okay. A gentleman had moved here from Philadelphia 4 years ago and found us.
Okay, well, very good.
Cool.
I'm glad that he found us. So, are we hanging our heads low in Texas over this whole bass tournament thing? This is not good.
I put the Parks and Wildlife Department news release online just to give you a little more detail about that situation. First time ever.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, there's
and particularly in East Texas, bass fishing tournament's a big deal.
It is a big deal. I'm thinking that
I don't do it, but I know it's a big deal.
That guy's family's liable to have to pull up stakes on the mobile home and leave. I don't know. That's not a good thing. So law officers are always trying to find new ways to sniff out illegal substances and things that need to be taken care of, maybe picked up and taken, confiscated. Dutch police have turned to brown rats to sniff out firearms and ammunition. Experts say the rats have a highly developed sense of smell. I would think as long as the firearms don't smell like cheese, how are you going to get that to happen? But plus, they're cheaper to train and easier to keep than police dogs, right?
A lot smaller, yeah. For sure.
A spokesman for the department says if a suspect has residue on his hands, the rat can tell in a few seconds if it's from a gun. Here, sir, let this rat sniff your hand.
I was going to say, the added benefit is you're freaking out the perp.
They can be a little liberal over there in Holland. I'm not sure that the, that'd be the Dutch Civil Liberties Union or something like it. Might not take offense to that, so we'll see. Rats have been used in other countries for years, actually, to sniff out landmines, so it's not something completely new.
But, no kidding.
Yeah, apparently that's what they're doing as far as rat technology is concerned. So it's like a super rat.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun. Rush is coming out with a children's book. Have you heard about this?
Limbaugh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe
for a split second, I thought you were talking about the band.
No. Really? Maybe he's taking a page, so to speak, from Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Bill's got a publishing arm that makes him a ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
Aside from all that TV and radio stuff that he does. The book will focus on America's colonial history. The premise, a middle school history teacher, presumably himself, who is also a time traveler, just like Doctor Who. I know that because it says it here.
I was going to say, really?
Yeah. That's why the book is called Rush Revere and the Brave Pilgrims, Time Travel Adventures and Exceptional Americans. Rush says the book will be for kids to learn the truth about the very early and beginning days of this country. Rush is crediting his wife with the idea. She said, you know, you're always...
He's still married?
I didn't know he was.
Holy
I had no
moly.
Idea he was. The
deal with the socialite's working.
Yeah, it's hard to keep track. She said, you know, you're always talking about how history is being mistaught. Why don't you write a book for kids? It'll cost $19.99. And if it does well, it might be the first of a series. So we'll see. I don't know. That could be interesting. Hello?
So y'all are talking about lawbreakers. Kind of funny. No one's talked much about the people breaking that new state law, barring the sale of goods and charging a debit fee.
Oh, the debit card thing, huh? Yeah, I'll have to go ahead.
3068 outlaws it completely.
Okay, all right. I'll go have a look at that. Bill, you on that? I don't know. I'm not plugged into that. I'll be completely honest. I don't have a debit card. I know that doesn't mean just because I don't know it, don't do it, doesn't mean I shouldn't know about it. Hello.
Not only is Rush still married, but he married a beauty. It just goes to show that money can help.
Okay, I didn't know. Is this three or four or two or I? Anyway, okay. Well, good.
I think this is three.
Okay. Well, I hope the
certainly the longest.
Hope the book goes well for him. Now, this is a little bit bizarre. I mean, heaven knows that Broadway has taken every opportunity they can to put together, you know, musicals about something. Long gone is the idea of Lerner and Lowe and Rodgers and Hammerstein. It's Rocky the Musical. Rocky the Musical. Tickets set to go on sale this Saturday. Playbill says previews will be held February the 11th of next year at the Winter Garden Theater.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
No,
again.
No. The Sylvester...
I get it.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's the Winter Garden Theater, which I think for years had maybe Phantom of the Opera there or something like that. Les Mis, maybe. But anyway, musical is taken from the Oscar-winning movie and produced by Sylvester Stallone with a score by the same guys who did Ragtime. No word yet on who'll star, although when it debuted in Germany last fall, it starred Drew Sarich, an American actor, who did The Hunchback of Notre Dame and Les Mis. Does he drink six eggs, raw eggs, every night? That could be, and you know, that could be not good for you. Just saying. So it's Broadway and Rocky the Musical. After rumors of marijuana causing the High Sierra Inferno near California's Yosemite National Park, the actual cause may in fact have been a hunter's illegal campfire.
Yeah, I saw that.
Wow. We're talking 370 square miles.
And that's after the initial suspicion was illegal marijuana growing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So because it burned right up through the reservoir, which provides both power and water to millions of folks in the Bay Area, the governor's declared an emergency for San Francisco and the suburbs. Penalties can start from just a fine to public service to actual prison time. This is going to be, obviously, a considerable impact on a lot of people and for a long time. And I'm guessing that there are probably only special areas when you can be hunting. And I didn't even know you could use rifles in national parks. But anyhow, that's what they're saying right now. A Springfield, Ohio woman has been charged with trying to rob a gas station by pointing her fingers in the shape of a gub.
She's in school. She'd have been suspended.
Yeah, that's right. Well, she's liable to be doing time. She's 35-year-old Michelle Kingerly, and she's been indicted for allegedly walking into a BP station, pointing her fingers at the employee, and demanding beer. Well, can you people probably walk into a bar and do that? Hey, man, give me a beer. You know, they got their thumb up and their index finger out. Anyway, the employee pushed her out the door, left empty-handed, she did. And she, police say she tried again at another station, but the worker there followed her to her car and took the beer back. She has pled not guilty to robbery.
She come back and say, sorry.
Yeah, not guilty to robbery, but guilty for stupidity.
Just Shorn, affordable luxury and wool carpet from the best and most durable wool found only in New Zealand. Just Shorn. See our new collection of luxurious and uniquely designed carpets and rugs. Just Shorn. Natural insulation, durable, liquid repellent, hypoallergenic, biodegradable, and flame retardant. Just Shorn, a New Zealand original found exclusively at Aggieland Carpet One.
Aggieland Carpet One is located right on Highway 6, next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
Before Texas A&M takes on Sam Houston State this Saturday, come meet the original Junction Boys from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Meet them, shake hands, get autographs, and talk Aggie football with the very men that had the spirit and grit to play ball for legendary coach Bear Bryant at Texas A&M. While you're there, make sure to check out the new additions to their line of Aggie Game Day Jewelry, Collegiate Jewel, available exclusively at Montelongo's. This line of Aggie jewelry is made in beautiful sterling silver, spirited maroon enameling, and semi-precious gemstones. You can view all the pieces of jewelry at their showroom located at 401 University Drive East, or view the collection online at Montelongos.com. And don't forget to like Montelongos on Facebook. Mark your calendars for the A&M versus Sam Houston State home game Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongos Fine Jewelry to meet the Junction Boys. This is a day from history and a day to remember heroic Aggies and the spirit of success at Montelongos Fine Jewelry located at 401 University Drive.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell. Picnics and birthdays and welcome home signs. Over 100 years of fond childhood memories. Clear country mornings and the summer sunrise. One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
New Bluebell chocolate peanut butter ice cream takes a classic flavor combination to a new level of perfection. Combine rich chocolate ice cream together with a creamy peanut butter swirl, and you elevate fantastic into stupendous.
One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Look for Bluebell frozen snacks at all Brookshire Brothers stores and Village Foods in Bryan.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. Tune in each week for new interviews and tips for your family. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Good morning. It's 726. The Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Plenty hot today, about 98 or so. Low temperature tonight around 77. And we'll continue that pattern. We do have a 20% chance of rain. And we'll continue that pattern, including the slight chance of showers at generally seem to be popping up in places other than around here. But nonetheless, keeping that in the forecast all the way through Tuesday. And currently, winds are calm, and we've got a relative humidity of 85%, and it's 77 degrees.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea, and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Ziwa Tanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A popular newspaper in Egypt, Al-Waft, has disrespected our president in a way that crosses the line, a red line. The paper published an illustration depicting Barack Obama as Satan, El Diablo, for those of you in California. Now, this isn't a run-of-the-mill devil image using an Obama lookalike the way the History Channel did it for the Bible documentary. Nope, this is a full-blown, evil-looking Satan. Big red horns protruding from his forehead and another set of horns protruding from his shoulders. He's got goblin ears and a pointed chin, vicious, jagged teeth, the Satan Obama. This looks real Satan-y. The Egyptian newspaper says the Satan Obama illustration represents the hatred that growing numbers of people have for our president due to his support for Islamic jihadists in Nigeria, Libya, Egypt, and Syria. The paper says that these terrorists burn Christian churches and commit rape, murder, and other diabolical activities. Now, if that rodeo clown can never work again because he wore an Obama mask, the Satan Obama illustrator should experience far worse consequences. After we get done dropping a load on Syria, Obama needs to find out who drew this picture, send over a special forces team, grab the guy, put him in jail, right next to the video maker who made all that unrest in Egypt and Benghazi take place with his video. Obama must then order CNN to redeploy ace reporter Nick Robertson to remind Egyptians how godlike Obama is. This Satan Obama drawing will not stand. This is a true line in the sand, folks.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byanski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:30, temperature 73. Details of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news brought to you by BCSRealtor.com, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. I'm Bill Oliver. 5 years from now, the drive between Bryan-College Station and Intercontinental Airport in Houston could take 1 hour. The state's Transportation Commission approved the Aggie Expressway, the announcement made by A&M System Chancellor John Sharp.
So bringing somebody in, whether it's for football games or anything else, that's a huge thing, including people we partner with, researchers that we're bringing in, professors, you know, all kinds of people. Plus, it makes it a heck of a lot safer for our folks to travel to a large airport as opposed to the kind of traffic messes that occur on that road now and on the road to Dallas.
Sharp asked but did not receive support from the A&M Faculty Senate, where at least one member lives in Grimes County.
In the end, it's the best thing for Texas A&M, and that's my constituency, and so that's what I care most about.
The toll road would be built from Navasota parallel to Highway 105 to Plantersville, then turn south to Highway 249. Whether the A&M System Board of Regents are staying in town for tomorrow night's football game isn't known, but they are holding a special meeting tomorrow morning at 10 on campus. Two building projects on the flagship campus make up the agenda for the anticipated 15-minute meeting. No details released of a proposed laboratory and research complex and the development of new student housing. A&M police have arrested a student for sexually assaulting a known acquaintance. UPD received the initial report last Sunday from a local hospital. The victim told investigators the contact took place earlier that day in her dorm room. That led to last night's arrest of 19-year-old Shane Jasek of Georgetown. He's jailed, awaiting bond to be set. Thousands will pay tribute this evening to the retired First Lady of A&M, Reveille 7, who served the university from 2001 through 08. Will be honored at a memorial service at Reed Arena starting at 7:30. The 12-year-old American Collie passed away May 30th, but officials decided to hold the service at the start of the fall semester. The program includes remarks from President Bowen Lofton and Student Body President Reed Joseph. Free parking around the arena is available after 5. Congressman Bill Forrest of Bryan was greeted by a town hall meeting crowd last night that filled more than half of the Rutter High School auditorium. Online at WTAW.com, a recording as well as the congressman's talking points. Asked when will Republican leaders in the House stand up to the Democrats, Forrest says when it does not result in Nancy Pelosi returning as House Speaker.
When you're playing poker and you can either go all in and lose it all, or you can hold a little back and then live to fight another day, you have to make a decision. But you have to make those decisions, and you have to know, is this going to be my Alamo, or is this going to be my San Jacinto? You know, Sam Houston didn't show up at Alamo because he was scared to fight. Sam Houston wanted to fight the winning battle at San Jacinto.
Those who attended were most interested in Forrest's positions on U.S. involvement in Syria, Obamacare, and immigration reform. A federal court jury in Houston took 3 hours to decide a Bryan woman was guilty of receiving $750,000 in fraudulent Medicaid and Medicare claims. 42-year-old Yolanda Nolan faces 65 years in prison and up to $250,000 in fines when she's sentenced in December. Prosecutors say Nolan and co-defendant Carla Parnell were involved in submitting claims from the Yellowbone Durable Medical Equipment Companies between 2003 and 2009. Parnell pleaded guilty earlier this year to receiving Social Security disability benefits while working, and Parnell testified against Nolan, who was also convicted of concealing Parnell's employment to Social Security. Arrest warrants have been issued for two men accused of the July 30th armed robbery of the Commerce National Bank on East 29th. One of them, 27-year-old Eric Portis Jr. of Calvert, eluded law enforcement in Hearn and Calvert earlier this week. Portis also accused of carjacking, preceded the holdup, and attempting to kidnap the driver. The other suspect at the bank robbery, 42-year-old Brian Champion of Houston, both are believed to be in the Houston area. There are pictures on our website at WTAW.com. Multiple complaints from professional bass fishermen that they were not paid from a tournament last year led to the arrest of a former Bryan-College Station man. The Parks and Wildlife Department says 44-year-old Michael Shane McLeod turned himself in on theft charges. McLeod, who moved to Florida, is accused of keeping money meant for prize payouts in the 2012 Big Bass Mania tournament at Lake Sam Rayburn. And how do you make two cheetah cubs happy? You put a puppy in the pen. The Dallas Zoo has provided the 8-week-old feline brothers, named Kamau and Windspear, with an 8-week-old black lab, whose name is Amani. Zoo experts say the pup will provide a calming influence. WTAW News Time is 25 from 8, temperatures 74. News brought to you by BCSRealtor.com. More news after 8 or any time online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos Valley, our home. From backyard barbecue to Aggie football, it's growing at an amazing pace, but it's still the same place where we grew up. No one knows the Brazos Valley like we do. You're Bryan College Station Realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're buying or selling a home, let a realtor guide you through the process. We're here when you need us, and we adhere to a strict code of ethics. To find out more, log on to bcsrealtor.com. Meet your neighbor. Meet your realtor.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving business for 33 years.
SOS Ministries invites you to their 12th annual banquet, He Wants Them All, October 1st from 6:30 to 8 p.m.
God, if just one comes out, one just like me comes out, I dedicate my life this day. And he whispered back in my ear, and he said, JJ, I don't just want one, I want them all.
SOS Ministries, celebrating 20 years, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media. Go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
Family Home Health and Hospice is your trusted local provider of home-based medical services, offering post-hospital therapies, advanced illness management, and hospice care in the comfort of your own home. Family Home Health and Hospice can also provide a smooth transition from curative to comfort care for individuals with a life-limiting illness. Family Home Health and Hospice is locally owned, Medicare certified, and Joint Commission accredited. Call 979-764-9000 or find us at familyhh.com. Let our family care for yours, because no one cares like family.
Business owners, do you have used equipment and materials taking up space that you'd like to sell quickly for cash? I'm Lance Swigert, Vice President of Swico Auctions. Locally owned, we sell literally everything from heavy equipment to staplers for businesses looking to turn unwanted items into money. If you need it gone now, we'll come to your place, gather all the information, and sell it. Or list it yourself. See how it works at swicoauctions.com. S-W-I-C-O auctions.com. Texas license 15939.
Good morning. It's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
We'll change the forecast as we head through the next couple of days. We have a broad high-pressure system stretching from Texas across the Gulf of Mexico. Continues to be relatively quiet in the tropics. Partial sun for today with highs between 90 and 95. Tonight, I think we're going to have a tendency to be partly cloudy, 75. Sun and clouds tomorrow, may be a stray thunderstorm, highs near 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, sun and clouds, 90 to 95 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's kind of putting a wall up between us and everybody.
That's Coach Sumlin talking about the Aggie football team as they gear up for Sam Houston. Also, we've got the Texas High School football report. NFL started last night, and the pennant race is heating up in Major League Baseball. All that and more sports, we'll do it for you here in about 15 minutes.
You mean the everything that is A&M has to be all over every media, that one?
That one, yes.
You know, it's not like the quarterback ends up on Time Magazine's cover. It's on the newsstands, I guess, around town today, or supposed to be. I don't know if they'll have them here or not.
I haven't heard the official university estimate of how much dollar value that this is giving
this is
them.
Be. Johnny Manziel is on the cover of Time Magazine.
The photographer was an Aggie, too.
Oh, was he?
Mm-hmm. Well,
there you go.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
Typically, the home of your politicians, your Nobel Prize winners, your movie stars, Johnny Football's right there. Now, this isn't the first time that a college football player has been on the cover, but in 1966, Jim Seymour and Terry Hanratty from Notre Dame were featured. The last college football-themed cover, though, was in 1980. Now, my A&M Consolidated Math tells me that's over 30 years ago. So, you know, that's when Bear Bryant was profiled.
It serves you well still.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that. Hello.
You see the A&M headline on the front page of the Chronicle today?
No, I haven't. What's it say?
World's largest mountain, nicknamed for Texas A&M.
Oh, I'll have to go have a look at that, okay.
Oh, volcano.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Is the magazine autographed?
Yeah. That, sir, would be yours to do. I left my Chronicle in the driveway. I didn't see it this
morning. Yeah, back to the volcano. William Sager spent 29 years working in the College of Geosciences. First began studying the volcano 20 years ago. This is in the ocean, in the Pacific.
Oh, so you can't just fly over it?
No, you can't. It has been named TAMU Massif. TAMU, obviously, for TAMU. And Massif is the French word for massive and a scientific term for a large mountain mass.
Great old big.
Believed to be the largest single volcano ever discovered on Earth and may rival some of the giants found on Mars.
Oh, wow. Very good. Okay. So, the mountain is us.
TAMU Massif.
All right. Well, tickets to this.
Its top, by the way, lies some 6,500 feet below the ocean surface.
So, you got to go almost a couple of miles.
Yeah, instead of spaceports, maybe people ought to be considering putting together, ports where you go underwater.
Well, get home faster.
You'd think.
Second annual Brazos Valley Fair. I got tickets, 695-1620, 695-1620. Tickets to the fair, which is a going on. It's happening now. Started up yesterday. Goes through the weekend. Music and food and all that stuff that are, fair. Oh, by the way, if you want to see the magazine cover, it is on the WTAW website. Click on the story and you'll get to see Johnny.
It's in the spurt section.
It's like he was standing on a plexiglass something or another and they shot right up his nose. So you can't see Texas A&M on the on his jersey, howsomever.
Probably an NCAA violation, you think?
Yeah, could well be. No telling, yeah. Well, that or if somebody sold it, then the NCAA would make money off
either that, or either that or it's part of the consent agreement.
Yeah, college licensing. And actually what it is it's a cover of the story is about it's time to pay college athletes. So that's what that's about. Hey, you want some tickets?
I sure do.
Well, who are you?
Jennifer.
Jennifer who?
Paula Morris.
Spell that for me.
P-A-L-O-M-A-R-E-S.
All right, Jennifer.
Just like it sounds.
That's right. Jennifer, come by here at the Crystal Park Plaza. We'll have the tickets for you, okay?
Okay, great.
Thanks, hi. Want some tickets to the fair, do you?
Absolutely.
Who are you?
Chris Rutledge.
All right, Chris, come by here and we've got them for you. All right, next. Really? Would you like tickets to the second annual Brazos Valley Fair?
Yeah, I sure would.
Did you go to the first one?
Last year we sure did.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was good.
There's your trivia question this morning.
What's that? Yeah. Well, we have Jethro trivia later on this
when
morning.
Was the first Brazos Valley Fair?
Yeah, that's right. I think it was last year. Who's this?
This is Dan Garcia.
All right, Dan, come by here. I got those for you. All right, that's all for now. Actually, that's all forever here because that's all I've got.
With those, anyway. We have some other stuff, though.
I do.
You gave me some neat stuff yesterday.
I know. The neat stuff we'll have with Jethro trivia next hour.
Ooh.
God, we sound like a rock and roll radio. Hey, what station just made you a winner? All right.
You slipped into that a little too quickly.
Thank you. 744. All right. Modern Farmer Magazine has engaged all the experts on the reasons why cow tipping is not and has never been an actual thing. There's the behavioral argument, that is that cows are just wary of strangers. There's the physics argument. Knocking a cow over would require, five or six people, probably.
Takes about five.
Nope. Now, see, don't start. But the real reason why cow tipping doesn't happen is simple. If cow tipping was real, it'd be on YouTube.
Just like snipe hunting.
Yeah. What the magazine calls the largest clearinghouse of human stupidity the world has ever known, that's YouTube, then it rattles off a list of videos illustrating how stupid humans are. Kids taking the cinnamon challenge. We know about that one, right?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
That's crazy. Kids jumping off rooftops onto trampolines. The result of fireworks being set off indoors. Actually, all you have to do is watch an episode of Tosh.0, and you can see all of that, because that's basically what that is video of people doing stupid stuff.
Yep.
But there is not one single video of cow tipping. Closest thing is a Russian dash cam of a video there showing a truck full of cattle overturning, the cows shaking themselves off and walking away.
That would be cows tipping.
Well, and again, not really tipping, just getting tossed around. So cow tipping apparently does not happen. It is an opportunity to go out with some of your buddies in a field at night, probably when you should be doing something else and doing that. Oh, by the way, I can't do this, so Bill, possibly you could capture this tonight on video. At 8 o'clock tonight on CMT, it's the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders making the team. Their eighth season gets started.
I think not.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm taking up too much DVR space with the Mecum auction in Dallas. Got to check out those classic vehicles, you know.
Oh, I got you. Oh,
that is an addictive flipping show.
That's a pretty interesting thing.
What's beautiful about DVRing that, of course, we all have our favorites and our non-favorites, right. And I just completely skip all the...
Well, what's the big one? The big one in the brothers who do that, or that's on... You know,
oh, the Barrett Jackson thing?
Yeah, it runs for like a week or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, this one's 4 days and 1,400 vehicles.
Wow. Wow.
If Kat had not been on vacation, I may have asked for the time off.
They moved. You sit there with your arms folded, right?
Arms folded screaming auctioneers try to get you to
sit very, very still.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. If you're looking for the best selection of bargain-priced vehicles, stop by Varsity Used in Bryan today. These vehicles move fast, so don't delay. We have all makes and models of quality pre-owned vehicles priced at $10,000 or less. Write a check or let one of our many lenders assist with financing. But you must hurry in now for the best selection. There's no better time to own a bargain-priced pre-owned vehicle from Varsity Used. Come see us at 2300 State Highway 21 in Bryan. Call 979-778-3408 or visit varsitypreowned.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen. The new Botox-type treatment, Dysport, to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Are you where you thought you'd be at this point in your life? Well, if not, take heart. The best may be yet to come. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Maybe you're in your 30s or 40s or even into your 50s, and you're disheartened that you haven't accomplished more than you have by now. You might even fear that you've wasted too much time and will never achieve anything worthwhile. Well, no matter your age, instead of giving up, it may be a perfect time to move forward. Many notable figures achieved their greatest work late in life. Take, for example, Laura Ingalls Wilder, author of the Little House on the Prairie series. Her first book wasn't published until she was 64, and the last when she was 76. Benjamin Franklin was 70 when he signed the Declaration of Independence, and Ray Kroc was nearly 60 when he franchised his first McDonald's, which, as you know, went on to sell billions of hamburgers. It can be discouraging to know your young adult years have slipped by without achieving goals important to you. But why not live all your life? Some people take a little longer to find their true passion and to develop the skills and confidence necessary to achieve their dreams. So don't give up. Discover what you really want out of life and get out there and make it happen. You'll find encouragement to make every day count at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It's 7:50. It's a rite of passage in Texas. Here's Zach Taylor with the High School Football Report.
Week one of high school football had its ups and downs for teams in the Brazos Valley. One of the biggest highlights of the week and maybe the year was A&M Consolidated's last second 44-41 win over Coppers Cove. After receiving an onside kick, the Tigers managed a series of laterals before Derek Dix scampered down the sideline for the winning touchdown. Here's Coach Dave Raffield on the play.
I told somebody on TV the other day, and I said, yeah, it's exactly the way it is in the playbook. But seriously, we told the kids to keep the ball alive, pass it backwards, and just see what happens. And so proud that all those kids on that field gave that kind of effort.
The Tigers will be challenged once again when they host Midway tonight at Tigerland. The Panthers are coming off a 38-7 season opening win against Bryan. Kickoff is set for 7:30 with coverage on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Bryan Vikings showed some positive things against Midway last week, but the negatives have them starting the season out at 0-1. They'll be looking to get back on the winning track tonight against Magnolia. Here's Coach Rogers on the 0-1 Bulldogs.
I know that they're excited about the returning Letterman. I think they've got 7 or 8 starters back on both sides of the ball. They've got 2 running backs that one of them had over 1,000 yards, the other one had about 600 yards rushing, so they've got running backs that can carry the ball.
Kickoff is at 7:30 at Merrill Green Stadium with coverage on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. The Rudder Rangers had a hard time taming the Elgin Wildcats last week, falling in the season opener 49-3. But despite the loss, Coach C.M. Pierre says he saw a lot of good things from his team.
Number one, we found a couple of kids that we felt should be able to contribute, and they did. That's going to be huge. Found us a kicker that we like. And, you know, second half, we came out and we made the adjustments, and the kids responded to that.
The Rangers will be looking to implement those things into their game plan tonight when they visit 1-0 El Campo. Game time is set for 7:30 with coverage on Peace 107. The Navasota Rattlers picked up right where they left off from 2012 with a 35-7 win over Willis last week. To keep it going, the 6th-ranked Rattlers will need to get a road win against 16th-ranked Cold Spring Oakhurst. Here's Coach Lee Fedora on the matchup with the Trojans.
It's a scary thing having to go to their place facing the wing tee, which is what you don't see much anymore in the state of Texas, and trying to get your kids prepared for that. So it's going to be a big battle night.
Kickoff is at 7:30 with coverage on Navasota News 1550. Rounding out area play, 1-0 College Station travels to 1-0 Riker Catholic at 7:30, and 1-0 St. Joseph will host 1-0 Holy Trinity Monday night at 6:30. Of course, you can always follow your favorite teams anytime on BrazosFootball.com. And that's been your Friday Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Now over to the big boys at the big school. Aggie football ramping up for game 2 of their season against Sam Houston State. The national media has been trouncing A&M for the better part of a week, and Coach Sumlin, well, he doesn't care.
People want to make a story out of anything that happens on this team right now. And in a way, right now, for me as a coach, I'm not going to complain about it, because it's kind of putting a wall up between us and everybody.
One of the knocks coming from the sports talking heads concerns leadership and the lack of discipline.
Leadership comes in many forms. I think you had a great example of that in Ben Molina. I think you got some other examples of that across our team on the offensive line and Mike Evans. You know, do we need to develop more leaders? You bet. But it's hard to do that when you got 16 true freshmen out there playing. They're not worried about leading. They're worried about just getting lined up. We've got to have some guys step outside themselves, besides the guys I just talked about, who are returning players, maybe not returning starters, but older players, kind of help these young guys come along.
NFL fan, oh, I'm sorry, Aggies and Bearcats tomorrow at Kyle Field, pregame at 5, kickoff is at 6, and it's all here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. NFL fans across America are happy today. After all, they had to wait 214 days. The NFL season got underway last night at Mile High in Denver, and it was a good one.
Penalty flag thrown. DT has a screen pass, and he's off to the races. DT at midfield, and he is long gone. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. He walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Denver. And if it stands, that will be Peyton Manning's 7th touchdown pass. He ties an NFL record.
And he did. Peyton Manning became the first NFL quarterback in 44 years to throw 7 touchdown passes. And the Denver Broncos thumped the defending Super Bowl champions, Baltimore Ravens, 49-27. Peyton Manning ended up throwing those 7 TDs and had 462 yards. They came back from 3 points down at half to score 28 unanswered points. In other NFL action, Houston and Dallas both start with night games this season. The Giants head to Jerry World Sunday night at 7:30. The Texans travel to San Diego for the Chargers on a late Monday night game. They're actually playing 2 on Monday night. The Texans will kick off at 9:15. Aggie volleyball played a pair in San Antonio for the UTSA Classic yesterday. The ladies beat Loyola in four and swept Lamar in three. Ladies will take on the host Roadrunners tonight at 7. Texas A&M Soccer holds the tournament today. Baylor, Missouri, and San Diego head to Aggieland with Missouri and Baylor meeting at 4. Aggies will take on the Toreros at 8 o'clock. They're from San Diego. Aggie hockey starts their season in grand fashion against the University of Texas at Austin. Drop the puck at 7:30 for that one. And after taking a series from the Rangers, the A's fell to the Stros in Oakland 3-2. The win helps the Rangers by knocking the Athletics out of first place in the AL West. Rangers had the night off. They're in L.A. They'll play the Dodgers tonight, first pitch at 8:05. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom-designed t-shirts, screen printing, imprinted promotional products, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Bowers with the Bank and Trust. Helping businesses grow in our community is one of the many things I do to help my clients. Lending money isn't my only focus, but it is my specialty. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
You know by now that fun isn't free, but that's okay because you also know Plato's Closet's always buying the current style teen and 20-something clothes, shoes, and accessories you're not wearing. Plato's Closet buys items from both guys and girls, and no appointments are ever needed. So the question is, what are you waiting for? Get cash on the spot today for your trendy teen and 20-something fall styles at Plato's Closet. And while you're there getting cash for your clothes, make sure you check out their selection of current style fall looks from the gently used name brands you love, like American Eagle, Forever 21, BKE, and more, for up to 70% less than mall prices. Right now, you can shop their impressive collection of the fabulous fall fashions you'll want at prices you won't find anywhere else. See what's in store for you at Plato's Closet today. Plato's Closet has expanded to offer you even more savings and selection, but they're still located on Harvey Road in the Post Oak Square Center by TJ Maxx. Call 979-694-8440 or find them online at Plato's Closet College Station.com.
There you go. It's a fight, Bearcats, fight on through. We're here in back of you. Yeah, we're back here. And, you know, again, we're here to win. So fight on to the end. Fight. Loyal will ever be. And true to SHSU. We'll fight and fight with all our might for Sam Houston's orange and white.
This is riveting.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, they go through it again, but I figure that's enough. If you didn't catch the words the first time, it's your own fault.
Look it up.
Don't need to go through the refrain.
No, that's true. Anyway, kind of an interesting idea here. Nobody likes to pay taxes. Robert Fernandez of Forks Township, Pennsylvania, wants people to know exactly how much he doesn't want to. Last week, the father of three took his wife and children and $7,100 in cash to the tax collector.
Hopefully in pennies.
Single dollar bills. He made a public statement, though, to protest money that he claims is being stolen since he does not wish to voluntarily pay for the services. He doesn't believe they benefit his family. Specifically, his kids are not enrolled in a brick-and-mortar school in the school district. His wife is currently homeschooling the children. So he said that that tax, we don't even use the public system, so why should we be forced to use it? And there are a lot of people out there nodding about this. So, I mean, should McDonald's force...